On Friday, Fred Fox inspired students of St. Michael Catholic Elementary School in Virgil by keeping the legacy of his determined brother, Terry Fox, alive. Terry dipped his artificial foot into the Atlantic Ocean in Outer Cove, Newfoundland, on April 12, 1980. In his journal that day, Terry wrote, "Today is the day it all begins. What occurred next far outgrew anyone's expectations." Terry ran a full marathon for 143 days, 5,373 kilometers, across Canada, to raise funds and awareness for cancer research. Street. Michael's hallways and gymnasium were decorated with colored running shoes, warm greetings, and personal reasons why Terry's legacy is still important today. Students doffed the school uniform for the day and were resplendent in red and white as they beautifully sang the national anthem. After being welcomed by both Lord Mayor Gary Zalepa and MPP Wayne Gates, Fred talked about what it was like growing up with Terry in Winnipeg, Manitoba, before moving to Port Coquitlam, BC. Fred, older by 14 months, and Terry developed a very close bond and, like brothers, also became very competitive. "Terry often beat me," said Fred. Fred, whose home is on the Fraser River in British Columbia, spends much of his time traveling internationally to talk about Terry and his legacy, and to continue Terry's dream of raising cancer awareness and funds for cancer research. Fred shared personal and oftentimes emotional stories about growing up with Terry. He also acknowledged that their mother, Betty, was largely responsible for the drive behind Terry's fierce determination. "Terry never thought about quitting," said Fred, as he relayed a story his mother told from when the boys were very young. Terry was trying to build a tower out of bricks, and they kept falling down, but Terry continued to try to get it just right, which is characteristic of his tenacity. "All four kids in the family were taught by Betty to finish what you start," said Fred. As he spoke to the captivated students, Fred talked about young people needing to set goals and working hard to achieve them. He described how Terry, who, even though he was one of the smallest, shortest boys in all of grade 8, became a star player and captain of his grade 9 basketball team. And even though his friends told him he would never make it, Terry earned a spot on Simon Fraser University's basketball team. "It was his grit, determination, and perseverance that got him there," said Fred. Terry was a multi-talented athlete, and it was while playing rugby in university that he developed a sore knee. "For 3 months he ignored the pain, preferring to wrap and ice his knee," said Fred, "but it was inescapable. He was diagnosed with osteogenic sarcoma and at 18 years old had his leg amputated above the knee. He had to learn to walk all over again and eventually learned to play wheelchair basketball. Terry started running long distances, initially telling his mother he was training for the Vancouver Marathon, before admitting his real plan to run across Canada. Supporters for Terry and his cause grew as he ran west. By the time he reached Toronto, Fred, who ran alongside him, noted that thousands of people lined both sides of the street and there were 10,000 people at Nathan Phillips Square. Terry ran a marathon every day. All that mattered to Terry," said Fred, "was that his sacrifice would help people. He thought if he quit, he would let people down." Terry was admitted to hospital a few short days after that run in Toronto. Fred said that as Terry was being stretchered from the ambulance to a plane waiting to take him to BC, Terry said, "If there is any way I can get back out there, I will." He died June 28, 1981, and passed on the Marathon of Hope baton to the rest of Canada, said Fred, and St. Michael is a shining example of this. He noted that this fall will be St. Michael's 20th Terry Fox Run, and that they have raised more than $21,000 for the Terry Fox Foundation. Fred ended by telling the staff, students and guests that Terry Fox was just an average, ordinary kid. That is how just one person can make a difference.